This is a Bible Answers program in which we present a frank and earnest discussion of Bible truths. Our subject for this program, God's Day of Preparation. If you would like a free copy of the Frank and Earnest magazine, send your request to the address which will be given at the close of the program. Frank, 2,500 years ago, the prophet Daniel wrote that in the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. What did Daniel mean by the time of the end? And is there evidence that this prophecy is being fulfilled at the present time? But first, these programs are heard internationally every week, and are brought to you by the Dawn Bible Students Association, publishers of the Dawn magazine, in cooperation with Bible study groups and by the Friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. All are invited to cooperate by telling your friends about these programs of good news from the Word of God. And now, Frank, let's start by asking what the prophet Daniel meant by the expression running to and fro.
This and other prophecies speak of rapid travel. The prophet Nahum speaks of chariots with flaming torches, saying that these chariots would run like the lightnings.
He must have caught a glimpse of automobiles on a busy freeway or on a toll road.
And Russell, the prophet Isaiah speaks of these high-speed chariots as swift beasts. It is this period of rapid travel that the prophet Daniel identified in his prophecy of the time of the end as running to and fro.
What do you mean by using the expression the time of the end?
It is merely a transition period from the chaotic world of today to God's peaceful and happy world of tomorrow. The prophet Nahum speaks of this same time as the day of God's preparation.
For what is the world being prepared?
Well, briefly stated, the ultimate purpose of God, to which all details of preparation are leading, is the establishment of the worldwide kingdom of Christ. It will be by means of this worldwide kingdom that all the nations of the earth will be blessed with peace and health and life, everlasting life.
But what do swift methods of communication and rapid means of travel have to do with the future peace and health of the human family?
Well, for one thing, they are teaching mankind the need of a divine government, for despite all other modern blessings of enlightenment, man is unable to cope with his own selfishness, hence is using these God-given advantages to destroy himself.
Well, I will have to admit that the world certainly is learning its need for a super ruler.
Yes, the prophecies which we are discussing indicate that a great change of dispensation is about to take place. You see, Russell, throughout the present gospel age, God's work in the earth has been the selection of what the Bible designates the seed of Abraham. The promise of God to Abraham was that through his seed all the families of the earth would be blessed.
Well, there you go again. You've used another expression. Who is the seed of Abraham?
Apostle explains that primarily it is Jesus, but the followers of Jesus will also be considered by God as belonging to or being a part of that promised seed. Now the call and preparation of this seed class or church is nearly completed, and soon the long-promised blessings of the people of all nations will commence.
After the church is complete, then the whole family of man will be blessed.
That's right. It will not be the blessing of one nation, but of all nations, not of one race, but of all races. Such a project calls for global action by a world government. This means that the kingdom of Christ will displace and succeed all other governments of earth. It means that the laws of the government will be binding upon all people. Recognizing this, we can see how God is preparing all nations for the global action which soon will become manifested by means of Christ's kingdom. Already many are beginning to think in terms of world government. Modern inventions are making neighbors of every nation on earth.
But Frank, while communications and travel may have brought the nations together as neighbors, certainly they are not very neighborly, at least very few are. Thus far, it almost seems that science and invention have increased man's selfishness and fear of each other.
That's right, and in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 8, we are told of an assembling of the nations and of the fact that God's vengeance would be poured out upon them for their destruction. All the earth is involved in the day of God's preparation. Along the line of travel, battleships, bombing planes, tanks, and nuclear submarines are but examples of the perversion of God-given blessings, making them a dread and a curse to the whole family of man. But God knew it would be that way. He knew that it would not be necessary for him to rain down fire from the skies to destroy the nations, as he did on Sodom and Gomorrah. He knew that they would soon be raining fire upon themselves and thus bring about the destruction of their world. By man's misuse of God-given blessings, this present evil world is to be destroyed in preparation for the establishment of God's new world of tomorrow.
And that new world or new social order will be under the administration of the kingdom of Christ.
That's right. And then, Russell, the miraculous means of communication now possible through satellites and radio and television will herald the news of Christ's kingdom from one end of the earth to the other with the speed of light, while the interchange of thoughts and viewpoints possible only through personal contacts will be speeded up by overnight global travel. Thus will the whole world be able to learn quickly to appreciate the glory of God and to rejoice in the blessings of Christ's kingdom.
Well, this hope is very wonderful when you stop to think of it. We fly through the air at hundreds of miles an hour, enjoying all the comforts of home, and perhaps do not realize that we are enjoying these benefits because we are fortunate enough to be living in the foretold day of God's preparation, when the human race is soon to witness the inauguration of the kingdom of Christ.
And Russell, marvelous progress is being made along scientific lines. We are now living in the nuclear age, you know, and while the very existence of the human race is threatened by these discoveries, the Bible assures us that divine intervention in the affairs of men will occur in time to prevent man's annihilation.
And I am very thankful for that, Frank. Many brilliant minds of the world now realize that if man is left to his own devices, race annihilation could ultimately be the result. Some have spoken of this period of increasing knowledge and invention as the brain age. But personally, I wonder. While it is a marvelous achievement to be able to split an atom and thus release its pent-up energy, how many ever stop to think that only God can make an atom in the first place?
And we should put our trust in God rather than in the scientists. In reality, Russell, the present era cannot properly be spoken of as the brain age, for after all, the rank and file of the people today are no more intelligent than they were in Abraham's time. In fact, most of us understand little or nothing about the marvelous inventions which function so smoothly for us when we push the button. What we should realize is that this increase of knowledge and invention is due to the fact that God has permitted man to discover some of his secrets, and this because we have reached the foretold time of the end of this old social order.
Thank you, Frank. You have given me a clearer view of God's day of preparation than I've ever had before.
And Russell, when we realize that what is occurring today is in fulfillment of Bible prophecies, we have a sure token of what to expect tomorrow, God's tomorrow, that is, when the long-promised kingdom of Christ will take control of the world, causing God's will to be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. I wish we had time to examine more of the prophecies along these lines, but a better plan, Russell, is to tell the listeners about today's free book, God and Reason. Will you do that, please?
Yes, I will, Frank. Friends, I was impressed by the fact that while man has learned how to split an atom, only God put energy into the atom in the first place, how small this should make us feel and how much in need of the wisdom contained in the Word of God. The little book, God and Reason, gets right down to the basic teachings of the Bible pertaining to the plans and purposes of God. It points out the dividing line between superstition and genuine Bible truth, answering such questions as, what is the end of the world? What is the hope of life after death? Where will you be in the resurrection? How do we know that Christianity has not failed? And this little book, God and Reason, answers all of these questions and many more. It deals with the prophecies of the Bible. Yes, you will thoroughly enjoy this truth-revealing book, God and Reason. Send for it today. It is free. Address your request to Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. That is Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. Ask for God and Reason, and it will be mailed to you free and without obligation.
Send for your free booklet today. Mail your request to Frank and Ernest, Post Office Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. To repeat, mail your request to Frank and Ernest, P.O. Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That's 1-800-234-DAWN. The booklet will be sent to you free and without obligation. This program is brought to you each week by the Dawn Bible Students Association in cooperation with local Bible study groups and by the many friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. To repeat, call toll-free the following number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That is 1-800-234-DAWN to receive without obligation the free booklet offered. Please include the call letters of this station with your request. Ask your friends to listen to our program, won't you please? And now, goodbye, and may God bless you.